Recovering from a big earthquake and tsunami has led Japan to invest in new communities called smart cities. With interconnected electric cars, solar panels, and energy-saving technology, they're eco-friendly. And they're also more prepared for when the next big one hits, with smart homes that supply their own power when disaster strikes. There's nothing quite like it in the Pacific Northwest, but EarthFix reporter Cassandra Profita takes us to a DIY version in the Portland metro area.
Hillsboro resident Nikki Gordon Bloomfield has two electric cars in her driveway and the tools to turn them into backup power sources for her home.
So I'm going to actually show you this car.
She grabs a box about the size of a large textbook with jumper cables attached, an inverter that turns the power from her car battery into electricity she can use in her house. Then she pops the hood on her Toyota EV and clamps the jumper cables to the 12-volt battery inside.
You'll see a little spark. There we go. That's a little fan just to tell me that it's running. And then I'm going to turn my car on.
A couple months ago, she used this trick, plus a very long extension cord, to keep her refrigerator, lights, and internet working when a windstorm caused widespread power outages across the Northwest.
When the power cut happened, I was like, okay, I'll give it a couple of hours. And then it didn't come back on, and I was thinking, well, I really need to save everything that's in the refrigerator. I don't want to have to go to the grocery store afterwards and, you know, buy all the things that's in there. And so I went to the hardware store, and I spent $200 for the cables I needed plus the inverter. And then that kept my house running for 2 days.
Right now, in the U.S., you need a bit of electrical know-how to pull this off. Or maybe one of the early releases of Tesla's Powerwall battery. But in Japan, an advanced version of this backup power system is built into the homes in places known as smart cities. With solar panels and battery storage, these homes are built to operate off the grid during a power outage.
They have solar, they have electric car connections, they have battery storage that's pretty huge.
Japanese native Mitsu Yamazaki works for the city of Portland. He recently led a trip to Japan for local leaders in economic development. The idea was to learn how the Northwest could follow Japan's lead in preparing for a Cascadia subduction zone earthquake. He says there's a lot we can learn from Japan, including how to build smart homes.
There is an energy source within the house, each individual homes, that can be dispersed to run your cars, run your electricity at home for at least several days when it comes to earthquake and tsunami situations.
After Japan's big earthquake and tsunami in 2011, many Japanese communities are rebuilding with the next big one in mind. Doug Smith, with the Port of Portland, was one of about 50 people on the recent trip to Japan.
They are rebuilding communities, consciously incorporating renewable energy into the design of the community.
He was impressed by one town in particular, where all the new homes and community centers had their own solar power.
That eco town that we visited in Higashimatsushima was really creative and innovative, and I think it's something that, you know, communities, especially along the coast, could take advantage of.
Japan's smart homes and smart cities are also designed to conserve energy, with internet-connected thermostats, appliances, and energy management systems that can reduce the amount of power a home uses on a daily basis. Yamazaki says many of the new technologies are both environmentally sustainable and disaster resilient. But there are reasons they haven't caught on here in the Northwest.
People just don't know, number one. Number two, the cost.
Gordon Bloomfield says she'd love to use more of that technology in her Hillsboro townhome once it's available.
You know, one of those systems would work fantastically, and it would be a lot easier than what I've got right now, shuffling the cars backwards and forwards.
It could take months to restore power after the big one hits off the West Coast. And without recharging, she expects the power in her two cars will only last a matter of days. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.